Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 31 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 31 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 31 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 31 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 31 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 31 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 24 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 24 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Clear. 24 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Clear. 24 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Clear. 24 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Clear. 24 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Clear. 24 degrees.
So we are here.
Go ahead, we're ready.
Got it. Repeat.
Are you ready to pull the coax?
Not yet.
Just give us a call.
Oh, yeah, we're ready. Wait for a second. No. Oh, yeah, you need a pull now.
Can you please repeat? I will just pull.
Yes, ready to pull.
WUM and 4IYL. John, we're good to go if you want to start pulling.
Well, the problem is that you try to pull, but it got stuck, and it's hard on the system. So our idea was to go back and forth with it, so hopefully unstuck.
And I couldn't make that out. I wonder if we're getting intermod from another adjacent repeater.
Yeah, we're stuck somewhere in the tube, you know. Go ahead and pull it up a foot or two and push it.
QSL, we're pulling it up about a foot or two in 4IYL.
Stop. We'll pull and go ahead and help us by pushing.
Right now, the rope is above grade, so why don't you pull on the rope and we'll feed it under tension.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Clear. 24 degrees.
Just pull it, as opposed to doing yanks, just put slow, continuous tension. It'll give. There's probably a kink in the other coax at one spot. You just need to get the tape past that one constriction.
We're trying, but we're not having any luck.
Peter thinks the kink is on the rope, maybe lower. We may have to re-thread the rope. Did you give it a really hard yank, but, you know, with slow increasing tension?
We'll have to repeat. Go ahead and pull it up, and then send the tape down by itself, and we'll redo it.
He's pulling it up. So right now there's rope above grade. Why don't you give the rope a really hard push and let's see what happens. Or a really hard pull.
Okay, good. Give us another minute.
Throw a the coax is below grade now. Keep pulling. It's working. Zed, I missed that.
We got the coax down here, but we may have pulled something else with us, so we're just taking a closer look at it.
It looks like it was moving for a while, so we've been... Oh, it still is moving, so you must be doing something right.
WA2WA2, we pulled down a copper ground wire with the coax, I think.
We're good. We have enough excess cable to do the experiment. Okay, John, are we good? This is N4RYL.
Pulling it over into the shack, so it should be done in a minute or two.
Cassell. By the way, John, there's a lot of QRM right on the repeater frequency up here. I wonder why, but when you go above or below frequency, there's not. Is the transmitter possibly leaking some RF energy?
We pull down all the wire that we need. Can you pull up the rest of the stack?
What was that, Marcus? You pulled all the wire into the shack? And we have enough wire up here, so you shouldn't have to pull any more down.
Back about 3 more feet. Can you pull up the rest of the shack? It's about 3 feet that needs to go up. We're all done down here now, so we're coming back.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Clear. 39 degrees.
ZBE5RJM, ZE5RJM, WB9CSP.
KZ3CSH on, make sure. KZ3CSH listening.
Yeah, hello to the station. He just came back on John's repeater. The name's Richard, WB9CSP, in Paris, Texas. How are you?
Hey, Richard, this is Jay, CD3CSH. I'm doing well. Has this repeater recently come back into service or something?
John's repeater, I'm not sure about that, but I do know I was away for a couple months, and I'm going to get ready to start my net here at 2 p.m. Central Time. So I emailed John about last year, I think, middle of last year, and he said I could connect up to the WASH DC, so I don't know about any other repeater at the moment.
Okay, and where are you coming in from?
Yeah, I'm coming in on EchoLink right now.
I'm here in the Washington area. I mean, what's the QTH?
No, I'm in Paris, Texas.
Okay, and what is the net you have? You say it's on the hour?
Yeah, roger that. It's called the Everything Net. We talk about everything and anything, well, almost everything and anything. It's every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time.
Sounds cool. Maybe I will try and check it out. Yeah, sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah, roger that. Not a problem. I'll begin here shortly. So thanks for coming back. And your signal's pretty good, by the way, WB9CFP.
Oh, thank you. And Richard, you're down like a 5-9, very nice and clear. I'm pretty close to the repeater, just a couple miles away. Anyway, good luck with the net. If I have power and device, I will tune in. 3 CFP 73,
thanks. Roger that, 73 WB9CFP.
Kilo 1
Mike Charlie Oscar, K1 MCO over the airport on 75-1 MCO on this network. Yeah, K1 MCO, WB9 CST. Good afternoon. The name here is Richard in Paris, Texas. How are you? Yeah, roger. The call is Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa.
Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa.
Roger, roger. That's correct. Yeah, I hear you, but you're pretty noisy, just so you know. I'm getting half of what you're saying, if at all. The name here is Richard. The name here is Richard in Paris, Texas. Over.
I'm in Orlando. Yeah, that's a good call. Off in this Kilo 1. Some people are saying.
Roger that. I'll have to look you up and try and see if I can log you, but I think you're starting to lose the repeater pretty good now, and my net's going to begin here soon. It's at 2 p.m. Central Time, so if you want to try and come over to it, you're more than welcome to. Over.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you send me a QSL card, I send them back in the mail. I do electronic ones too, but I prefer paper, so if you want to send me a card in the mail, I'll be more than glad to return one.
Roger, roger. Yeah, just email me because I'm driving right now. I don't have anything to write on the car. in my
Roger that. What was your call sign again? Can you give it to me a couple times? You were pretty solid at the beginning of your transmission, but you faded. So can you give me your call a couple of times, please? And then I'll write it down and send you a card. Yeah, Kilo 1 Charlie Hotel Foxtrot. Did I get it right? I got the Kilo 1 part. Give me the suffix a couple of times. There we go. I got you on that little spot wherever you are. Kilo 1 Mike Charlie Oscar. I got it now. WB9CSP.
Roger, got that? You get me? Send me an email with the contact on the UTC time, and I confirm it on QSA. And by the way, I send you a QSL card from K1MCO here in Florida.
73
is Richard. You take care. Nice contact, okay? You take care. Have a great weekend.
Roger that. Have you. 73 and have a good weekend. WB9CFP.
KFAUU monitoring.
KFAUU WB9CSP. Hello, how are you?
Well, long time no hear. I was just gonna inquire if you're they said you moved somewhere, WD9CSC. Add me in for early check-in to the everything net. Over.
Yep, I've already got you on the log. I've got, I think, everything connected up so far, so we'll see how everything goes today and see who all comes back. I was not expecting to make a sudden disappearance, honestly, but I'll tell you guys about that a little bit later. Back to you.
Yeah, I was wondering what happened to you. How far did you move away from your where you used to live?
I moved up to Glen Burnie, Maryland, which was about 17 hours from here.
Oh, so you're not in Texas anymore. Oh, QSL. You're closer to Michigan, I guess. Did you get a house in Glen Bear, Maryland, Rick?
I did for about 3 weeks, and that got too expensive, so I ended up moving back to Texas. I'm in Texas now, but it got too expensive to live up in Maryland, so I ended up coming back.
Oh, you ended up coming back to Texas. Oh, QSL, QSL. Well, hey, well, at least you have a place to stay, over.
Yep, I do.
Yeah, QSL, yeah, just log me in as checking out Mobile, so I'm not going to be in there till the 4 o'clock end of your next, when you call for rechecks or whatever, or check out. So we'll say 7-3, Rick, and nice talking to you again. I'm glad you're starting up the net again. WD9CSG 7-3 from KFAQU.
All right. I'll be here. And I connected Santa Cruz up for the first half of the net like we agreed upon. I'm only going to do them for 30 minutes. All right, I'll be here. I already am ready to go. WB9CST.
This is Kilo Echo Zero Whiskey Kilo X3. I wanted to check into the friendly net.
We'll try to second as much as I can. WD9CS373, you have a nice net. KF8UU, clear less than Old Park, Michigan.
Who was the station that tried to check in on Handy Hams coming in? I got the Kilo Echo Zero, I believe.
It was Kilo Echo Zero Whiskey Kilo X-Ray. And my name is Nick.
All right, Nick, I've got you on the log here, and we're going to begin here soon, 6 minutes until the net starts.
Sounds good, and I'll be standing by for the net.
Kilo Echo Zero Tango Tango Juliet, I believe it was. I've got you down as well.
Thank you. Clear.
Okay, 0W1 clear.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Clear. 39 degrees.
All right. There we go. Sorry about that, everyone. I had to connect some stuff up that didn't connect up automatically. So good afternoon. After my long pause, this is Richard, Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa in Paris, Texas. And before we continue with the net, is there any emergency or priority traffic? All right, not hearing any emergency or priority traffic. If you have any during the net, please call Break Break and we'll handle your traffic as soon as possible. So with that, I've already got some people checked in here. Let me turn the volume down here on this. I will make today's question, what is your favorite thing to do when you are stressed out? So like, you know, paint a picture or go for a walk, you know, something that you enjoy. What makes you feel good is today's question, I guess. So we've already got some people on the list here. Let me get my net logger. KF8UU, KE0WKX, and KE0TTJ. So any other short times or mobiles come now? Okay, who was the mobile again? The station that came in off the Canada system, can you give me your call one more time, please?
Victor Alpha 7 with the Bravo Mike, I'm Mobile VE 5 in Saskatchewan.
I got it that time. VA7WBM, I got it. All right, so I'll take you first, and I can't remember the other mobiles at the moment, but we'll just go with what I have. Good afternoon. How are you? How are things going up in Canada? How's the weather? And today's question is, what is something that you like doing to relieve stress? Go ahead. Sounds like something good and fun. I like taking walks too, mainly at night. I feel like it helps me when I walk at night. But yeah, thanks for checking in. Glad to have you. And if you're able to check into this net, it's got a bunch of different ways. My website is down. I am working on fixing it. But there is backup websites. So let me go to the top of the list and see if Les is here. KF8UU, if you're still there, good afternoon. How are you? How are things going with you? And what do you do to relieve stress if you're there? Go ahead. All right. He's not there, so we'll work through my list here for a moment, and then I'll get some check-ins just so I can get these people. KE0WKX, good afternoon. How are you? Welcome to the Everything Net. And what do you do to relieve stress? Go ahead. All right, I guess he's not there. So let's see, KE0TTJ, if you're still there, good afternoon, how are you? And what do you do to relieve stress? Go ahead. Alright, not hearing him, and I already got the station in Canada. So, general check-ins. Anybody anywhere wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CFC.
UD9CFC, this is Kilo Alpha 8, Whiskey India, India, in Royal Oak, Michigan.
And for ZCV, Ralph in Douglasville, Georgia.
F8FNO, London, Ohio.
All right, I got Dennis, K88WII, Ralph in for Zulu Charlie Victor. And did I get the last call right on the station on RF? Kilo Foxtrot 8 Foxtrot November Oscar, did I get that right?
Yeah, Roger. Roger, Roger.
Alright, Roger that. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net before I go with this list? Come now, WB9CFC.
Robert Mobile in Council Bluffs, Iowa.
Kilo 6, Golf, Romeo Lima, Linda, California.
Let's hold up here. I got Robert, you're noisy in Iowa. I'll get the station on the GXW repeater, and Linda, I got you. So, Robert, give me your call again. I think I talked to you earlier, but you're pretty noisy right now, so give me your call a couple times. Over. Kilo Alpha Niner Zulu Echo Zulu, got it. Who was the station on the WB3GXW repeater that tried to check in? You were pretty noisy. Give me your call a couple of times. Whiskey Delta Zero, Charlie Sierra Hotel, is that right?
Kilo Delta 3, Charlie Sierra Hotel, Kilo Delta 3, Charlie Sierra Hotel.
Got it that time. Kilo Delta 3, Charlie Sierra Hotel, got it. All right, so let me work back up to the top here. That's a pretty good number to start out with. Let's see, Dennis, K88WII, good afternoon. How are things up that way? How's the weather? And today's question is, what do you do when you're stressed out to relieve the stress? You know, something good. Over to you.
TDY Mobile. Well, probably go for a walk or maybe be out in nature or just sit out on my deck in the quiet. I had a question. For the past few weeks, I've been trying to tune into the net. And for a while, I think you were gone. But the other thing I wondered is I noticed there had been a list of check-ins already today. So has the time of the net changed? It used to be 3 o'clock, but have you started an earlier time? Just wondering, KWII here. RTUI.
Yeah, the station on Ann Arbor, give me your call again. You gave it a little too fast. And Dennis, I'll answer your question in just a second.
Bravo Zero, Tango Delta Yankee. Just checking in and saying hello.
W-Zero, Tango Delta Yankee. Roger that, I got you. Since you're mobile, I'll get to you after Dennis. Dennis, to answer your question, no, I felt like starting just a little bit early today, but no, I'm not changing the time. It's still going to be 2 to 3 Central Time. Back to you. K-A-8-W-I-I from WB9-CST.
WB9-CST, K-A-8-W-I-I. Good. Appreciate that confirmation. It seems like over the past couple weeks I checked, and either I was checking in at the wrong time or I don't know what, but the net wasn't on, and it was about 3 here in Royal Oak, Michigan. So I'm thinking that maybe the net may have been down for a little bit when you moved, et cetera. KWII here.
Yeah, roger that, Dennis. Thanks for that, and yeah, I'm glad that, hopefully nothing will change, and hopefully we'll get everyone back. So thanks for checking in, and glad to have you. Let me go to the mobile station, Whiskey Zero, Tango Delta Yankee. Good afternoon. How are you? Welcome to the Everything Net. And today's question is, what do you do to relieve stress? Go ahead.
50-0, TDY. Handle here is Dave, Delta Alpha, Victor Echo. What do I do to relieve stress from the day? I get on my Xbox, or I do woodworking, or I do painting.
Yeah, roger that. Thank you for checking in, and glad to have you. It seems I lost one of the repeaters. I don't know where it went. I'll have to go check it in a minute. Let's see. Let me get back to my list here. There we go. November 4, Zulu Charlie Victor. Ralph, good afternoon. How are you? How are things going with you, and how's the weather there?
Well, good afternoon, Richard. Glad to see you've fired the Everything Net back up. Thanks for answering my email, by the way, too. Yeah, weather here is, we've been doing okay. You know, typical, you know, 80 one day, 30 the next day, you know, and transition here to spring. We didn't have any storms like they did through the Ohio River Valley there. Man, they've been getting some pretty heavy duty stuff. A lot of rain. The other night, somebody told me they had over 2 inches of rain overnight. All the farm fields up there are just ponds. It's going to be a while before the farmers can get out up there. But, I'm going to go with the number one psychological thing for what you do when you stress out, and that's eat. eating, yeah. Go over to the refrigerator and rummage through there and grab something and throw down 1,000 calories. That's what I do when I'm stressed out, I guess. I don't know if I do or don't, but that's what I'm going with. Yeah, it's a big psychological thing there, eating when you're stressed out. All right. Again, glad to hear you, Richard. and send it back to you, WB9CSP, N4ZCV.
Roger that. Oops, there we go. Ralph, thank you for checking in, and good to have you. Don't know what happened to the other IRLP. That kind of bums me. But I'll figure it out eventually. Let's see. K-S-A-S-N-O, good afternoon. How are you? How are things in Ohio today? And what do you do to relieve stress? Over, WB9CSP.
Yeah, this is Benny K-S-A-S-N-O here in London, Ohio, where the weather is chilly but sunny. I think we're in the mid-30s somewhere right now, but it was a little nippy this morning. We had about 6 inches of rain here at my place over the last few days. It's kind of a soggy experience here. What do I do to relieve stress? I don't really, you know, I was in a very intense profession for a few decades. I was in casino management, so I kind of learned to not get too excited or too worked up over anything, because if you did, it always led to trouble if you got too overworked up. So it takes a lot to stress me out. So I kind of been around the block enough to know that there's not too much major that you can't handle, and everything's temporary. So I don't know if that's a cop-out answer, but that's what I'm going to go with. So thank you for doing the net, and that's it. 73 KF8 FNO.
Well, all answers are good answers, in my opinion. So it is what it is. Okay, I'm making sure some stuff is connected here. Anyway, thank you for checking in, and I hope to hear you again next weekend. Let's see. Linda, hello, Linda. Hallo, Frau, wie geht's dir und wie ist das Wetter? Magst du Krankenhaus? Over to you, WB9CSP.
Yeah, Richard, WB9CSB here from K6L. No, kein Krankenhaus, no hospital. Don't like that. When I'm stressed out, well, there's all kinds of stuff, but yeah, eating is good, especially eat chocolate and have a glass of vino. Does a trick every time, guaranteed. I like to watch comedies that takes, you know, your mind off things and makes you laugh. So when I still worked, I can't tell you how often I watched the movie Office Space. And there are so many episodes where you can say, wow, what does that remind me of? So it's a very funny comedy. I think it's from the 90s, 80s? I think 90s. And the other one that comes to mind is The Heat with Melissa McCarthy and Sandra Bullock. That's a funny movie. I've watched it quite a few times as well. And, going for a walk, you know, the usual things can take your mind off things. Book a vacation, you know. I was stressed out one time, long, long time ago, from work again. And I booked a vacation to D.C., so, oh, by the way, we are not coming out on RF. Somebody, I heard you come out on RF, but I think somebody must have taken it down. I don't know. Otherwise, I would have checked in RF. So I booked a vacation to D.C. Oh, what's happening there on RF? No, I hear myself when I turn the sound. Okay, now that's better. I don't want the echo. I had the breakfast on the hill, so I booked a flight to D.C. because I had this invitation to attend the breakfast on the hill from one of the organizations that I belong to. And So that's what I do, do something drastic, you know. So all of the above work for me. So K6L, back to Richard.
Yeah, Roger that, Linda. Thank you for checking in, and glad to have you. And yeah, I connected it for now, so hopefully some other people might check in. It's almost the second half of the hour, so we'll see. Let's see. KA9VEV, I think he was on the other side. So you're still there. Go ahead. How are you? And what do you do to relieve stress is today's question. Go ahead. He was on the 410 side. That's all right. KV3, Charlie Sierra Hotel. Good afternoon. How are you? How's the weather there? And what do you like to do to relieve stress? Go ahead. Thank you for checking in. Glad to have you. And hopefully you can come back again. Let me get to my list here. There we go. W0TDY, I think I called you, but just in case, I'll call you again. Good afternoon. How are you? And what do you like to do to relieve stress is today's question. Go ahead. Tequila Charlie 1 Victor, what was the last two or three of your call?
Tequila Charlie 1 Victor Nemo Hill.
Alright, I got you. Thank you. And anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CFT.
Sorry, you kind of broke up on me.
Yeah, I was just asking if anybody else wanted to check into the Everything Net. I've got you. Anybody else wishing to check in? Come now, WB9CST.
This is NACEK, Bonnie in Galloway, Ohio.
All right, I know I messed up the last two letters, Bonnie. November 8, Echo, and I got Tango Juliet. I know I messed it up. Can you give me your suffix?
It's N-H-D-E-K.
Alright, there we go. I got it that time. Thank you for checking in, and let me get the other station real quick, and then I'll come to you. So, KC1VLS, good afternoon. How are you? How's the weather up that way? And today's question is, what do you do to relieve stress? Go ahead. Yeah, Roger Dot, WB9CSP. Thanks for checking in, and glad to have you. And with that, I'll go to N8BEK. Sorry, Miss Bonnie, if I messed your call up again. It's been a while since I've had most of you guys. So how are you today? How's the weather up there? And what do you do to relieve stress? Go ahead.
This is N-A-B-E-K. Well, as Benny mentioned earlier, here in Ohio, we have sunshine, we have chilly weather, then we have hot weather, and everybody seems to be living in a puddle right now from all the rain that we've been having. And we have a solar farm going up around us, and because of that and all the construction, we here have a lot of mud. To relieve stress, that's a good question. In my younger years, I probably would have gone out and rode a bike or went and beat the ball around in the racquetball court. But with my getting older and my mobility issues, I could say I'd probably sit in the rocking chair and rock back and forth quite a bit. Or, as Ralph said, I'd probably go for food.
Thanks. This is N-A-B-E-K. Back to Net Control. Roger that. Thank you for checking in, Bonnie. And glad to have you. And with that, I'm at the bottom of my list again. This is WB9CSP, Richard, in the Everything Net. I'm glad to be back, and we're getting close to the bottom of the hour, so anybody else wishing to check in, come now.
Kilo, Echo Zero, Quebec, 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 Jeff in Richfield, Minnesota.
Alright, KE0QQQ, I got you. Anybody else wishing to check in? Come now.
Charlie 1, Papa Alpha, Quebec. 8, Foxtrot Kilo, Leonard.
This is Kilo 6, Kilo Julia Victor, K6KJV, Kevin O'Valley Springs, California, with a in and out, no traffic. God bless 73 and Marin out there, everyone.
KD6RAX. It's November 0, Sierra Sierra Charlie, Mobile, in Kirkwood right now.
There's a
all the people on these two. Let's see. KE0QQ, Jess, I got you. Kilo Charlie 1, Papa Alpha Quebec, got you. Alpha Delta 8, Fox Kilo, Leonard, I got you. K6KJV, RevKev, I've got you IO. Thanks for checking in. Glad to have you. Have a good day. Kilo Echo 6, Romeo Alpha X-Ray, I've got you. And November 0, Sierra Sierra Charlie, I've got you. I'll come around to you first since you're mobile. Good afternoon. How are you? How's the weather in STL, Missouri? And today's question is, what do you do to relieve stress? Go ahead.
Hello, Israel SST. Name is Sterling. The weather is beautiful, even though it's going from 90 to 30 to 54 degrees right now. And I've got short sleeve shirt, windows open. I think I'm, like, very warm-blooded. What do I do to relieve stress? I hyper-focus on some problem or, like, hobby. I mean, ham radio for one, but I have skinny, I play guitar, I do some gardening, or I just clean. Like, I'm a weird guy because I like cleaning the house. My wife loves it, though. And a couple other things, deep breathing and massage, like, I do it all. That's kind of my problem. I do too many things to do one thing. Thanks for having the net. I thought I'd check in because I heard it scanning by, and I'm on my way to do some errands. 73 and 0 Sierra Sierra Charlie Mobile St. Louis.
Well, this net meets here every Saturday at 2 p.m. Again, apologies to everyone for my absence, but we will make it up. So hope to hear you again. Let's see. Kilo Echo 0, Triple Quebec. Long time no here. Of course, I can say the same about myself. How are things up in Minnesota? How's the weather? And how are you? What do you do to relieve stress? Over to you. Go ahead.
Hey, up here in Minnesota, I tell you, stress is killer. There's a whole variety of things, but you're not looking light, so I'll leave it at that. It's positive. And exercise, but you know what, the ISS is getting ready to go over, straight over my house here in about 5 or 12 minutes, so I'm going to drop this, and I got another handheld that I have programmed for ISS, and then I have the Doppler chip automatically programmed in, it's coming at me, and then by the time it's overhead, I click a couple clicks on the frequency, and then by the time it flies over, it's away, 30 seconds of fun. Kind of reminds me of other things in life. So that's speaking of stress relief. Back to the net, 7-3. Thanks for the chance. Keep you girls.
KE0QQQ. Well, if it flies over at just high enough and just the right cross, maybe we might be able to talk to each other. It could be possible. You never know. I talked to Kansas 2 nights ago on it, so who knows? Maybe we might work each other on it sometime. Thanks for checking in, Jess. Jesse, good to have you. Next is Kilo Charlie 1, Papa Alpha Quebec. Good afternoon. How's the weather? Or what's your name? I don't think I got it. And what do you do to relieve stress? Over to you from WB9CSP.
Dr. Roger, thanks for the net today. My name is Jeff, Juliet Echo, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Kilo Charlie 1, Papa Alpha Quebec is the call sign. I am located in Scarborough, Maine, which is just outside of Portland, one of the suburbs of Portland. And it's still winter here in Maine. We've got sunny skies this afternoon. Temperatures are warming up. It's within the high 20s, low 30s this morning. This afternoon, I think right now it's around 35, 40 or so. Oddly enough, I was actually just wiring my mobile radio in my truck back to my battery. I had been disconnected from my battery, and when it fired up, the net came on. So I said, hey, what a great opportunity to jump on and say hello. terms of my release of stress, I'm a big outdoors guy, so hiking, walking with the dog anywhere is nice. And actually, it's very relieving of stress right now. I'm watching my chickens walk around in the yard after a long, cold winter. They're getting a chance.
Yeah. I've never had chickens or anything like that. I have rode horses before and been on a farm, but I've never done any of that. I've planted stuff, though, like corn and carrots and a couple of other things. But, yeah, Jeff, don't be a stranger. This net meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time, which I'm almost certain Maine is Eastern Time. I don't think it's Atlantic, so it would be 3 p.m. your time. But, yeah, my email's good on QRZ as well. And I'm going to move along because it's close to the bottom of the hour. And I'll hit the 7-3 round, and I'll come back to you. So, Leonard, long time no hear. Again, I can say the same about myself. 88SK, WB9CSP, and the everything net. How are you, Leonard? How's the weather up there? And what do you do to relieve stress? Go ahead.
Richard, this is Leonard, AD8FK, on this beautiful early spring, I guess you might call it. It is just sunshine out there. We just got out working in the yard, came in a little bit here, and we have missed you. Everybody's asking, where is Richard? You know, we wondered and didn't know if something happened or whatever. So, yeah, I imagine you got the word. If you haven't, Joe, you should check in with you, I think, KE4ZYQ. He used the silent key now as of last Sunday, so just got to pass it on to you. And what I do to relieve stress, well, obviously talking on the radio is one of them, or working on the workbench on some antennas or radio repair, whatever comes up there. And in times past, I used to play the accordion, and that was very relaxing for me, just going over some old tunes and so forth. And that's about it for to start out with. Who knows what else comes up, or visit with friends and family. That is usually relaxing. I imagine for some it might be stressful, but for me it's relaxing. So. Thanks again for coming back, and we'll look forward to talking with you every week as much as possible. Back to you, Richard, from AD8FK.
Roger that, Lennon. Thanks for checking in, and good to have you back again, as well as me, and glad to have you. Just in case, I'll call for Rotev, in case he wants to say anything real quick, but I have him as in and out, so K6KJV, if you want to say anything, go ahead. If not, I'll go ahead and skip you and move along. How are you, and what do you do to relieve stress? Over.
Well, thank you very much, sir, Richard. I'm hanging out listening. Nice to hear you back on the radio. You've been missed. And what do I do to relieve stress? Well, should be kind of obvious for me. I pray to the good Lord, and I read His holy word. So that's how I relieve stress. So, again, glad to hear you back on the radio, and you have been missed. So God bless 73 and Maranatha, everybody. Back to you, Richard, from K6KJV.
All right. Thank you, Rev Kev. Glad to hear you. Before I take the next two, somebody tried to come in through the Canada Saskhorn. So who was that trying to come in? WB9CSP. Huh. I guess I must have been hearing something. I could have swore I heard somebody. It popped up to the top. Oh, well, I've only got one more station left, and then I'll take one last, and I'll, instead of doing 7-3, I'll take a round of check-ins, and then I'll start the 7-3 round. So, KE6RAX, good, let's see, afternoon, I believe you're in California. How's the weather there? And how are you today? And what do you do to relieve stress? Over.
Yeah, this is Peter, Papa Echo Tango Echo Romeo. And I'm not sure how the weather is. I've been in the hospital for the last 7 days because I took a fall that did a lot of damage. So I'm just laying here listening to radio. And I never heard this net before. So somebody on our end in the area here in Santa Cruz probably turned it tied it in. As far as stress, I like to eat, talk to, you know, good friends, go for a car drive, get out of the country for a while. So that's probably most of the ways I deal with that. Back to you, KE6RAX. So that's probably most of the ways I deal with that. Back to you, KE6RAX. So that's probably most of the ways I deal with that. Back to you, KE6RAX. So that's probably most of the ways I deal with that. Back to you.
Somebody's playing around, you're repeating yourself. Yeah, there we go. I had to fix that. I didn't notice that it suddenly started repeating. That was weird. Anyway, I got it fixed. Thank you, Peter, for checking in. And, yeah, this net meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. I connect you guys up either the first half of the net, but mainly I connect to you at the end, so the last 30 minutes of the net. Anyway, speaking of time, we're almost down to the bottom, so I'll take a round of check-ins, and then I'll start the 7-3 round. So anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CST.
KFASBN, this is Joel checking in from Berkeley, Michigan.
Kilo Foxtrot Zero Oscar Hotel Uniform, this is Sean from Quigley, Minnesota.
Kilo Oscar 6 India Mike Romeo checking in from Seaside, California.
All right, leaving a little break there just in case. All right, I've got KF8SBN. Sorry if I messed up your call. I missed your name. I know you told me, but I didn't get to write it down. KF0OHU, I've got you. And KO6IMR. Sorry about missing you guys' names. So good afternoon. KF8SBN, how are you? How's the weather, and what do you do to relieve stress, is today's question. Go ahead.
KFBN, Joel from Berkeley, Michigan. This is actually my first time seeing for fun. I like to watch sci-fi movies.
Roger that, Joel. Well, if it's your first time, I'm guessing you haven't been a ham very long, if at all. maybe just recently got licensed. So congratulations on getting your license, and welcome to the Everything Then. It meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Hope to hear you back. And sci-fi movies are cool. They always have a bunch of effects. So I might go watch one after this. Let's see, where am I? KF0OHU. That call sounds familiar from somewhere. Maybe I've heard you. But Sean, I think I got that right. Good afternoon. How are you? How's the weather there? And what do you do to relieve stress? Go ahead.
Yeah, you got a good copy on that. For me, since I live right on the river, it's pretty much getting out and walking along the river and listening to the current. It's the various rocks and trees that are in there. And usually have the dog with me, too. So we got the eagles to watch and other waterfowl to watch. So yeah, I like to find a way to unplug and get away from all the digital noise. So usually it's a nice quiet time, so I enjoy going for the walk along the river. Other than that, I usually find a rabbit hole to go down to keep my mind busy. And right now I'm building a roll-up 2-meter 770 or 7-centimeter J-pole. So we'll see how that works here in a little bit. And I'll go down by the river and try it out. KF0OHU, back to net.
WIX.
Thanks for checking in, and that sounds like fun. See how far you can make it work. I like building antennas. Hope to hear you again next weekend. And last but not least, before I start the 7-3 round, and it looks like if I get through, I might have just enough time for some late checks. So, last but not least on this list, K06IMR in California on the K6BJ. How are you? How's the weather there? I'm assuming it's a lot nicer than in Texas right now. And what do you do to relieve stress? Over to you.
Yeah, K06IMR. This is Pete, Seaside, California. I like to build radios, two-tube regenerative crystal radios, and I just restored a Zenith 808 from 1935. I live on the Monterey Bay coast, so when I'm not hamming it up, I like to go for walks on the beach, bike rides locally. I am in the process of selling a day sailor, a 20-foot sailboat, because I've reached a certain age and can't really use it solo anymore. But I heard a kindred spirit out there, because I always, and increasingly as I get older, like to dial up old campy sci-fi movies. So yeah, I like watching sci-fi too, a lot.
Yeah, sci-fi is pretty cool. It depends on what movie you watch, but yeah. Thanks for checking in, Pete. Glad to have you. Hope to hear you guys again next weekend. And with that, let me go back up to the top of the list here and start the 7-3 round. And I should be able to squeeze some late checks in here. But it's okay. I've went over my time before. KF8UU. Les, if you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round. Over.
WI8X, Echo Link.
You're lucky I caught you there, Chris. Let me put you in. WI8X. Got you. Actually, I'll go to you right now. That way I don't have to go through my list and then come back to you. So, good afternoon. How are you? How's the weather? And today's question is, what do you do to relieve stress? WIAX, WB9CSP.
Today's a bad day to ask that question because I think I damaged my wrist. My left arm is swollen up around the wrist. I hope it's a sprain, but boy does it hurt. Every time I get out of the chair, I got to put all my weight on my arms, and oh my God, does that hurt. But other than that, I release stress by amateur radio or reading or watching shows on Netflix, iTunes, and my science fiction nut. And oddly enough, Leonard, you and I got to talk. I used to play the accordion as well, but I lost my accordion several years ago when we sold the parents' house. I was on a government deployment, and I said, do not sell my accordion. And it was marked, not for sale, yet somebody somehow bought it. My sisters that were running the sale, said, oh, yeah, that was the most expensive item on the list. I go, it wasn't on the list. I said, Dad, spinning in his grave, you spent $700 on that damn thing. And you got what, $150? Wow. Are you proud of yourself? But anyway, it's gone. That's pretty much it. Science fiction, reading, amateur radio. And I still wish I had my old accordion. Back to you. Good to hear you're back again. I was wondering what happened to you as well. Catch you later. WB9CSP, WI8X.
Roger that, Chris. Thanks for stopping in, and good to have you. Let's see. KE0WKX. Nick, if you're still there, go ahead up to 7-3 round. Over. All right. No, Nick. Let's see. KE0TTJ. Mark, if you're still there, go ahead up to 7-3 round. Over. VA7WBM, Blaine, if you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round, over. Alright, KA8WII, Dennis, if you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round, over. Dennis might have stepped away. I know he'll probably come back if he hears. N4 Zulu Charlie Victor, Ralph, go ahead at the 7-3 round.
Okay, very good. Thanks for getting the net back on the air. I've got an alarm set in my phone to remind me. And I said, glad to hear you. Keep it short. Send it back to net control. WB9CSP, N4ZCV.
Roger that. Thanks for checking in. And glad to have you today. And let's see. KF8FNO, WB9CSP. Go ahead at the 7-3 round.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Clear. 39 degrees.
Right. I don't think he's there. Next, one of my favorite people, amongst a lot of others here. K6GRL, Linda, go ahead at the 7-3 round. Alvitazine Frau.
Mr. Mitzvah, K6JL here. So I'm coming in via FM now, and I'm glad you didn't disconnect it, and half a net hardly makes sense. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, and I've heard Peter in there. Peter, I'm sorry to hear you're in the hospital. I would have not known otherwise, you know, if we didn't check in here. So I hope they'll let you go soon. And yeah, I forgot to mention music. My, you know, one of my favorite things is music, but I haven't listened to a whole lot of music lately. That's probably it. I watch a lot of movies, so, and watch TV. And you, I'm happy to report, you know, while I was listening to everyone, I was, I made my lunch, and because it's still, so, you know, we are 3 hours behind many of you, for 2 hours, and so it's lunchtime, and I made a taco salad, and I'm having some tea, some jasmine green tea, and after I destroy all of that, there will be no stress. Okay. Well, it was fun. I'm glad you started the natural trip, and we'll see you next time, and 73 to everybody, coast to coast and beyond, and that was fun. K6L, back to WB9, CFP.
There we go, I had to grab it back. Somebody's really out there. ZEZ's gone, so let's go to Kilo Delta 3 Charlie Sierra Hotel. If you're still there, go ahead at the 73 round, WB9 CFP.
Yeah, hey, this is Jay in Silver Spring, Maryland. I got home, so I moved off my mobile onto the on the Echo Link app. Hopefully, a little clearer. Thank you, Eli, for sure. I wish you could share some Linda T. And thank you for Richard for hosting us. This is KDC3 CSH Clear.
Yeah, I do that. Well, come back anytime. You're not busy. I'm always here. Well, I will be now. But let's see. W0 Tango Delta Yankee. Go ahead at the 7-3 round. WB9 CFP. All right. Kilo Charlie 1, Victor Lima Sierra, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9 CST. That might have been the guy who was trying to get in. Miss Bonnie, if you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round, November 8, Bravo Echo Kilo, WB9 CST.
This is NADK. Glad to have you back, and I hope everybody has a good week. 73. This is NADK. Back to net control.
Thank you, Miss Bonnie, and you have yourself a good day, and hope to hear you again next week. Let's see. Kilo Echo Zero, Triple Quebec. Jesse, go ahead at the 7-3 round if you're still there. WB9 CST.
Go ahead.
to wait or guess.
Alright, I knocked that, I muted that just for now. Jesse, if you're still there, go ahead with the 7-3 round, KE0, Quebec, WB9CSP. Alright, I guess he left, Kilo Charlie 1 Papa Alpha Quebec. I don't know which way you came through, but... if you're there, go ahead with the 7-3 round, WB9CSP. Alright, he might have been on that. So let's go to Leonard. Leonard, AD8FK. Your turn at the 7-3 round, WB9CSP. Okay, let me make sure, let me update my list here on Echolink, make sure I'm seeing everything correctly. Okay, it's still connected, at least it says it is. It must have disappeared on, oh, there it is. Okay, cool. Just making sure everything's good. Kevin is not here from the looks of it, so I will move past him to KE6RAX Peter. If you're still there, go ahead with the 7-3 round. Over.
I'm still here. What is this round that we're on?
Yeah, that's the 7-3 round before I close down the net. So any final comments you have, go ahead. Over.
Not really. Where are you located? Just out of curiosity, I'm right here about a couple blocks from the Pacific Ocean in Santa Cruz.
Yeah, the name here is Richard in Paris, Texas.
Okay, Roger, I've heard of Paris, Texas. I don't think I've ever been there. We just had one of our hands come back from... for a fishing trip down there last week in Galveston.
Well, that's a weird detour. Go from California over to Paris and then go from Paris down. Interesting. But, yeah, thank you for checking in. I'm glad you were able to make it today. Let's see. November 0, Sierra Charlie. If you're still there, go ahead up to 7-3 round, WB9CSP. Alright, they must have gotten to their location. So, KF8S. DN. Joel, if you're there, go ahead with the 7-3 round, WB9CST.
Thank you very much. This was fun. Hopefully I'll talk to everyone next week. This is Joel, KF8FDN, and 7-3.
Do that, Joel. Glad to have you, and thanks for stopping in. And let's see, finishing out the list here, I've got two more, and then I'll close down. KF0OHU, if you're still there, go ahead with the 7-3 round. Over. And last but not least, to wrap up this list, is KO6IMR. Go ahead at the 7-3 round. You're the caboose of the list, WB9CST.
Well, thank you, sir. Kilo Oscar 6, India, Mike Romeo, Pete, top of the hill in Seaside, California. With a big enough pair of binoculars, I could probably see my neighbor over there in Santa Cruz. Got a great view of the ocean here. I guess you asked me about weather. It's about 66, sunny, daily high will be about 68. Big old brass barometer right next to me here says 2960 inches of mercury, or about 1,030 millibars, and rising very, very slowly since last night. Anyway, if I'm around, I will jump onto the net next week when you open up. And 73 to everybody. Happy hamming it up out there.
Roger that. Thank you for checking in. And with that, I'll go ahead and close it down here. I'd like to thank everyone who checked in today. And I hope to hear you guys again. I'm going to try and get my website working by the beginning of next month. So when I do, I will let you guys know. It's on my QRZ page, but it's not working. Funny how being away 3 months, your bills pile quickly. But with that, give me a moment to disconnect everything. And if you guys need any information about the net, my email is good on QRZ, 73WB9, Chicago Style Pizza.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours, clear, 39 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours, clear, 39 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, clear, 39 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, clear, 38 degrees.
OOZ testing.
Good evening, 21 hours, clear, 38 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, clear, 38 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, clear, 33 degrees.